Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
The website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great info. Not only that, but you go on the site, you pre-register for all the great events and webinars that come our way. Dow losing 236 at the close yesterday. Futures market is up as we speak, about 274. We'll see what the week brings. Been tough the last couple as we welcome in Mr. Ferentino on a Friday morning. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of pressure still on Thursday and Wednesday's big sell-off. You know, it just kind of snowballs a little bit. We're seeing a little relief on Friday. Seems like Friday seems to be a good day for relief. People come around and say, hey, what can I buy? You know, again, Warren Buffett would say that be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. And this is one of those classic examples here. We've had one solid day of sell-off and another day to snowball on top of it. And we're getting from good earnings announcements, actually from coal stores. Was upgraded to a buy yesterday. The store that we thought was in worse shape actually came in with some very decent numbers. So anyway, we're still in a defensive tone here and looking for a mixed picture going forward. Materials, communication services, consumer discretionary sectors. That's people, I guess, the louder who, well, if you have extra money in your pocket, you buy certain things. That's your discretionary. And you're starting to see staples and industrials, which have led our way, things you absolutely need to buy, was leading the way for the last, let's say, month or so. Seeing those lag yesterday. We're looking also at gold higher, also oil prices. Small cap companies are weaker. So it's a mixed market. It's some days some sectors are good. Some days some sectors have a fever, and that's what we're in. So we're also looking, believe it or not, the 10-year treasury falling back below the 2.8%. First time since April, and we're seeing, you know, rising rates have been a driver of the lower equity market valuations. We're also seeing in fixed income returns so far this year being very strong. So while yields have risen on high inflation, where we're seeing both, while we're seeing the 10-year treasury go lower, that's going to help businesses. So there's a mix here, a very mixed message. I'm not saying we're calling. We've seen a lot of selling here. The valuations have gotten very good on a lot of mainline stocks, I'll say. And I think that we're getting close. I'm not making a call yet, but I know there's a lot of bad news out there. But I think that a lot of it is built into the my calculations anyway. I don't want to be the first one to come out and say it, but I think we're getting close here. And there's still some pain to go. But I think, you know, I could be wrong. There's some very good testimony yesterday. The obvious answer to all of this, Jay, I mean, for a lot of it, we haven't seen some of the effects of our sell-off. The first day of the President Biden's office, they cut all gas leases, all leases on federal lands. They cut any production. Moynihan from the head of Bank of America said they will not be lending to oil companies or energy companies for any kind of drilling. When you have that kind of bunch of banks fell in lockstep with that, when you have that lack of support in our own energy sector, I think that that's going to play out. And the result is we have to speak to countries like Venezuela. Again, a lot of this could be, in my opinion, a lot of this could be corrected. We could claim the energy. The things that depend on natural gas isn't just what we heat our homes with and the power plants, which is certainly a better alternative than the dirty fuel we'd be buying from Venezuela, my opinion. But the other thing is that urea, nitrogen, potash, all are byproducts of natural gas, which is what we get our fertilizers. Once that problem, and I keep bringing it up on your show, but that problem hasn't hit yet. The next growing season, they're reaping the rewards of before this this problem happened. So we'll see that a few months from now. So there's still some situations to happen in the future. But that said, I think the market has built some of this in, Jay, and I think that some of this certainly could still be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, it can be, but you see, the problem is, they're not telling you the truth. You know, when you have the Secretary of Energy going before the Senate yesterday and still blaming the Putin invasion on Ukraine as far as what we're seeing right now. I mean, come on. I mean, they're not being honest with America. I mean, it's always Putin's to blame for the baby formula, too, the shortage, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. But you see, they're not being honest. And that's the corporate line, you know? I mean, you picture everybody in the cabinet of this administration before they go wherever they go. There's a bulletin board. Corporate line of the day. Putin is to blame. That's what it says. Until they could come to grips, as you stated, as I have stated a million times, that these policies can be reversed, but they won't be. You know, it starts with Keystone. It starts with the leases. You know, they halted leases for the drilling. They did it day one. And until those policies can be reversed, it's this political football and everything else. We're going to be suffering. And that's the bottom line. It's a shame. It really is. But again, you know what really gets me is the lies, the constant lies and the corporate lines that are being put out there to the American public. And listen, the public knows, because you look at the president's approval rating. I mean, come on. Can it get any worse for this guy? What is he at, 39% approval, 56 disapproved? And by the way, not to get too political with my friend Craig here, but when it comes to the congressional elections, 46% say they're going Republican now, as opposed to 36%, you know? So this is what it is. $4.59 average price gas national. People are ticked off. They are ticked off today when they hear that garbage from Granholm yesterday. And that was unbelievable. Good job by Josh Hawley, really kind of pressing it, too. I mean, come on. Enough is enough with the lies. Putin's this. Putin's to blame for that. Everything. Putin's to blame for everything.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I did see that exchange, and that's, we've been saying that quietly, but yes. It was good that somebody got up there publicly and said that. That was an excellent exchange yesterday. That said, that is where the markets are pointing. It's pretty obvious that in addition to not only that, but some of the energy, we have like a 3-day supply of diesel fuel right now. I mean, it's very low. Usually have a 14-day supply. So some of this could hit very quickly. And if it hits, they're going to be dealing with other things aside from baby formula. But anyway, it's just a different angle here. There's still some shoes that could drop, some headwinds, of course. And then there's some very positive things that could drop, Jay. The Ukraine could be resolved. You could just start to look at some of these issues that President Schiff's just a touch more moderate, maybe just a hair might help. But I don't see any of this. Peter Dutt, there is no negotiation. And the situation we're in is we have to go through, which is fine by me. We'll figure it out.
Listen, Joe Biden is to blame for a lot of, but most of this mess. I mean, that's really what it is. And specifically, it was that massive $1.9 trillion stimulus dumped into the U.S. economy early last year by the American Rescue Plan. And when you do that type of haphazard spending, this is what happened. So, you know, it's the blame game all the way around. Sir, we'll keep an eye on things. Hope for a positive finish on a tough couple of weeks. And we look forward to talking with you on Monday.
Thank you, Jay, for using your show to search for the truth. We truly appreciate it. Thank you very much.